522.
Well, now to those cyber attacks. For state-backed cyber spies, such as that Chinese military unit implicated by a U.S. security firm, hacking foreign companies can produce high-value secrets ranging from details on oil fields to advanced manufacturing technology. Now, the Chinese military has denied involvement in those attacks.
So how does the U.S. respond? Joining us to talk about it, Tony Rahm, technology reporter for Politico. Hiya, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. A lot of people are very angry about this in Washington, almost ready to pounce. But you write the White House may not be among them. Why?
So the White House is walking the diplomatic tightrope, so to speak. On one hand, the White House has to be cautious. While there are so many reports from private security firms pegging China as the haven for hackers here, you know, the proof isn't exactly there yet. These are private companies. It's sometimes very difficult to figure out who's behind an attack and whether the government in China is specifically and explicitly backing them. That being said, the White House did put out a strategy yesterday that really looks at protecting business trade secrets, so that while the U.S. government didn't necessarily promise specific penalties against China yesterday, it did say more generally it would go after companies and governments that try to steal the secret sauce from U.S. businesses.
Well, most people, though, would say that the status quo is really unacceptable and something has to be done before more secrets are stolen. A lot of money is lost. How do they assuage those critics?
Absolutely. And that's something that White House and both Capitol Hill folks say just as much as you do. You know, when it comes to cybersecurity, enough isn't being done. And that's why the president signed an executive order just last week that's meant to protect critical infrastructure. That's power plants and water systems and other very critical U.S. institutions from cyber attacks. You know, the fear here is that we go from disruptive attacks or attacks meant to steal trade secrets to destructive attacks that begin to take down the power grid or affect the financial system or other sorts of things that could affect American life.
How concerned are they about that?
It's incredibly concerning. You know, the line from the White House has always been that there are two kinds of companies, those who have been hacked and those that don't know it yet. And so that's why the White House has put forward the executive order, and that's why they're asking Congress to do more in the 113th session to shore up their authorities to go after hackers and protect the U.S. country from spies and other sorts of bad actors abroad.